on ABC Local Radio with Rod Quinn. It's time for our weekly look at the world of health and fitness with Professor Gordon Lynch from the University of Melbourne. Please tweet Gordon, and I mean please tweet Gordon, at Gordon S. Lynch. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Rod.
Now, we've discussed arthritis on the program, and you'd like to follow that with a little bit of specific information about a particular part of the body. Why do you want to concentrate on knee osteoarthritis?
Well, the reason I'm concentrating on knee is because some recent research has just been published in this journal called Osteoarthritis and Cartilage, which is showing that water-based resistance training can promote cartilage health. And that's an important thing for people that may have these knee osteoarthritis, which is probably the most common form of the arthritis, who may not want to exercise because of the pain and other things that they think it might aggravate, whereas water-based exercise could be a solution. So I think, you know, that's the reason why I wanted to focus on the knee per se. But you know, if we think about our knees doing so much straining and twisting, and let alone we see the people on sports fields and what they're put under,
terrible.
The most vulnerable joint, you know, to being injured during these sorts of sports. But, you know, knee osteoarthritis, or it's a degenerative joint disease, it develops gradually when there's damage or degeneration within the knee joint itself. Now, in terms of the knee, we know the sort of structure of the knee. There's got the big thigh bone, the femur, and then there's the shin bone coming from the other end. That's what we call the tibia. And there's the kneecap or the patella. And those three bones and the ends of these bones that form the knee joint, they're covered in that smooth cartilage. And you've got other tissue like ligaments which hold the bones together, and you've got a thick spongy piece of tissue which is called the meniscus, and that's like a sandwich in between the knee bones on each side of the joint. And together, you know, these menisci, they form the shock absorption within the joint. So injuries, and we can have inherited problems as well, but general wear and tear can cause the cartilage on the ends of these main bones and on the underside of the kneecap to wear out. And sometimes, you know, they wear out to the point where the bones start to rub directly on one another. The menisci, those cushions, are also prone to wear and tear and injury. The composition of the cartilage can change as well. So ultimately, all of these factors can lead to osteoarthritis. And, you know, that we have the sort of symptoms for most forms of arthritis are the same in terms of the knee, localization of the pain, pain at the front and the sides of the knee. You can have swelling of the joint. You can have stiffness in the joint, especially in the morning. In some cases, you can have weakness of the surrounding muscles or damage to the ligaments, and that causes the whole joint essentially to become unstable. So when you place weight on the joint, it has a tendency to move. But generally speaking, we're talking about recurring pain, tenderness in the joint, and in this situation where we've got this pain and tenderness, a reluctance to do any form of activity because you think you may be aggravating the condition. And I think, you know, we need to think of ways around that particular problem.
I would think, though, that if you've got bone rubbing on bone, then osteoarthritis is not exactly the least of your worries, but it's one of a major concern. Now, we know that footballers in particular and sports people get these terrible knee injuries, netballers also, because just of the way that game is played. But what about us regular folk? I'm guessing if you do like to go out for a run, or even if you go out for a walk, you know, that the pressure being placed on your knees is immense. I'm guessing that it is better for your knees to go for a walk, a very brisk walk, rather than a run. But you're saying then, and we'll get to this in a moment, that swimming or water-based activity is going to have no pressure on those knees?
Not in all cases, Rod. I think in many studies have shown that weight-bearing exercise is actually good for the formation of cartilage and other things, and the synovial fluids, the lubrication of those joints. So it's not to say that running necessarily causes these problems, but in some people they will have that tendency to develop it. If you're overweight, so if you're very heavy, excessive loading on those joints all the time, if you've had previous injuries to the knee or the tissues around it, you know, the ligaments or the cartilage itself, if you've had surgeries before, if you've had knee problems, you may have had cartilage repair or arthroscopies and so on. All of those things are risk factors which, for normal folk rather than just the athletes, could make us predisposed to having knee osteoarthritis. So there are things which can make it more, you know, make us more susceptible to getting it. Generally speaking, the wear and tear aspect, there could be, you know, certain profession, you know, jobs that you may have which may, you know, be hard on the joints. That's not going to be good if you're doing that all the time. So, you know, preventing this excessive strain. You know, if something hurts, the idea is don't overdo it. You know, you should stop it, and that applies to all of the exercises that we suggest. Anything that's causing pain is not really associated with something that's good. So, you know, avoid excessive bending or squatting. If you've got this sort of knee pain, it's best to limit the sort of activities which are going to aggravate it. So placing things at a comfortable height so you don't have to bend, getting up on chairs and whatnot where your knees have to do that sort of extra work, taking plenty of rest when you're working around the house. Avoid sitting in one position for too long, because we talked about joint stiffness. Often it's during periods of inactivity where you suddenly put weight on the joint and it's sore and stiff. Avoid stairs if you can, if you've got that pain, because sometimes many people find walking up and down stairs can cause pain, and sometimes different pain at different locations within the knee. Some people use knee braces to support the knee joint. They might need to have a cane to help them for supporting their, you know, take off some of that weight. Physiotherapy is often going to be useful, I think, in most of these situations. So when you've got these sorts of pain, you need to see a health specialist about it, either your GP or your physio. And a key point, that if you are heavy and overweight for your height, we need to do something about that. We need to reduce the load that the joints are bearing all the time. So weight loss is going to be a factor if you're heavy and need to lose that weight. So the other thing, and this is where we lead into our point, is exercise and regular low-impact exercises. So cycling or swimming are exercises which have been suggested as being very good for those that have knee osteoarthritis. Water-based exercise, because of the buoyancy factor, because if you're in waist-deep water or neck-deep water, the percentage of the weight that's being borne, the buoyancy factor kicks in the deeper we go. And the exercises that I'll talk about from the latest research, which has come from Finland, mm-hmm. is about water-based exercise, where people are actually no touching of the floor, no touching of the walls, they're exercising, they're actually doing resistance-type water-based exercise, and that's what the latest okay. research has found.
Gordon Lynch, our guest, talking health and fitness this morning, and water-based exercise, especially for those suffering knee osteoarthritis, but I'm guessing anyone with knee problems or who finds it difficult to exercise, you know, on solid ground, is going to get a benefit from this, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, the water has like a compressive effect, so that helps with blood flow. It helps with the muscles as well. So going from waist deep to neck deep, there are group-based exercises that can be done, water running, water-based aerobic exercises, and so on. What this latest research, just published in Osteoarthritis and Cartilage, that particular journal, has come from Finland, and it's looking at postmenopausal women with mild knee osteoarthritis who may have been avoiding strenuous exercises because of the pain, doing this aerobic exercise, intensive aquatic resistance training, actually promoted cartilage health. The composition of the cartilage was improved after this resistance training and in water. Now, I need to qualify this sort of exercise. This is not just casual type exercise. What they did was 1 hour of supervised lower limb resistance training, 3 days a week for a 16-week period, a total of 48 sessions, and it was group-based with 6 to 8 people with 2 instructors, one to make sure that the intensity was the right way, and another instructor showing that the range of motion was being performed with each repetition. This concept of resistance training in water, there were 3 levels. The first was barefoot, so there's no resistance, so that's how you start off doing these sorts of exercises, but then they transitioned into wearing small fins, so on the feet, so providing that level of resistance in the water, and then they were wearing these resistance boots, which actually increase the drag forces. So as like most good resistance training programs, it was staggered in terms of progressive, in terms of the resistance. And when they were wearing these resistance boots with the increased drag, they're performing a high level of resistance in that water. There's no contact with the bottom of the pool or the walls, but it's essentially a non-weight-bearing exercise. But the intensity is the key here. People were working as hard and as fast as possible to ensure maximal muscle contraction. Now, not everybody is going to be able to do this form of water-based exercise. So there's always these sorts of things, Rod. What I'm talking about may apply to many people, but not to everybody. And you need to be making sure when you check with your doctor what sort of exercises he can do, whether this is going to be suitable for you. But this is an intense form of exercise in the water. But they showed, and this is the crux of the matter, that after this intense form of resistance training, the composition, the biochemical composition of the knee cartilage was improved. That is, contained less water, the sponginess was improved. So they showed that the actual composition of the cartilage was improved with this water-based exercise. So a good outcome for those that thought they couldn't do any exercise because of the pain. This form of exercise with the buoyancy factor in the water was the best way to do it, and they got an improvement in their cartilage health.
But as you point out, you can't just be there treading water. You really need to be making some effort.
You do, and that's why when you're starting off with this, it's fine to just get used to the water, do some light exercise. But with all forms of exercise training, that this is a progressive plan. Is about increasing the intensity of the exercise. Like you're transitioning from just doing it barefoot to wearing those small fins to wearing these resistance boots, increasing the drag, increasing the resistance, making the muscles work in a full range of motion. That's what was needed to trigger the change in the composition of the cartilage. So not doing it at the right intensity may not have led to this improvement. So we need to be mindful how hard we need to work with different types of exercise. With this particular one, they only showed the benefit when the people were working at that level of intensity. So it's important to know what we can do, how hard we need to work, and the good outcomes that can come from this sort of exercise. Even if you've got that fear of doing the exercise because you think it may aggravate it, then we can find a choice. There is a solution for many of these problems, that we can train around a particular injury or do an exercise that's suitable for the person with that type of injury.
Okay, now there are many aquarobics classes available in suburbs, hopefully in regional centres and country towns as well, at your local pool, and so you need to find them and go to one that is going to do it properly. You know, you need to have a qualified instructor and you need to be able to do it the way that this study has been telling you to do it.
Yeah, and I think this is in combination with many other strategies as well. But I think in addition to the low-impact exercises that we've suggested, when I say low-impact, it didn't necessarily mean low intensity.
That's right.
But we can manage our pain in different ways. So it's in conjunction with your health specialist, with your GP, there will be the need perhaps for topical anti-inflammatory creams or medications that will help with the pain management. In more significant cases, it may require certain types of surgery to correct these sorts of issues. But in many cases, we can work around the problem. You can do some form of exercise in conjunction with these other strategies that could manage the pain associated with knee osteoarthritis, so you don't end up not doing anything, that you can actually enjoy better health through these forms of exercise.
What about in your own backyard pool, if you're lucky enough to have one? Are you able to find what to do and perhaps do it yourself rather than part of an aquarobics class? Because one of the things about those classes is that a lot of people don't like to put on their swimsuit in public. You know, they prefer to do it at home if possible. So is there a way of finding out what the best method is to exercise maybe in your own home?
Yeah, look, there are a couple of issues. Yes, that you can do these sorts of exercises in your home pool if you've got one. And it may be exercises, that slightly different exercises, wading exercises, so walking in the water itself against that resistance, so the water providing that resistance is a form of resistance training. But remember that we're talking about a pool. The types of exercises require a pool which is sufficiently deep so you can't touch the bottom.
Yeah.
And not every backyard pool is going to have that luxury of having ticking that box of saying, well, it's deep enough that I am in completely doing a non-weight-bearing exercise. So there are some limitations, but we can still think of different ways of exercising. If you've got a pool, yes, there are water-based exercises that you can do to improve the joints. Whether you can improve the knee osteoarthritis, there may be other forms of arthritis which could benefit from other water-based activities, not necessarily the one we're mentioning from this Finnish study. But in the case of knee osteoarthritis, where you're working hard under the water, there are certain things you need to have. So, look, horses for courses in many cases, but the benefits are there. We just have to seek them, and there are experts out there who can help us find the best exercise that's right for you.
Gordon, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness.